cruise deal.
I would have been happy to host Melanie.
I would have sent her some air miles.
Yes, that that would have been great.
Not that a hippie needs an airplane to fly.
I don't get that.
She's not
they,
a hippie.
Yeah,
explain that joke to your daughter, Andy.
Well, see, when you take shrooms, you feel yourself just lifting off the surface of the earth naturally.
You're flying.
When you take as many shrooms as Melanie,
you're flying now I feel high.
Like now I feel I can diss her. Now I feel the odds of me actually talking to her are so low.
Well, they are. Now you've completely given up. And if anybody's in touch with her and they're listening to this, they would never advise her to call at this point. I really thought we had a shot. You've sabotaged the show.
When you said Jeremiah has not one, not two, but three numbers, I said we're in like Flint.
No, we've got it.
I knew it wasn't going to be easy.
I thought we were in like Flint.
Jeez.
Maybe somebody lives in her town.
You sabotaged the show from the very get-go.
Why?
Owen, you're probably, Molly's 20 minutes are probably up on your car, by the way.
And no one fed my meter?
No, nobody came down to feed your
know.
Meter.
But maybe we do have a success and we don't even know it. Maybe somebody is emailing Ken@WFMU.org.
Ah, yes.
With a job offer for my 18-year-old wonderkind daughter, my fit and able daughter. She babysits. She's responsible.
Dog sits.
She dog sits. She drives and drives in quotes.
Valet parking.
She doesn't valet park.
You don't want me to valet park.
She does want her to valet park.
She does long distance haul driving.
She is right? not a long distance haul driver.
No,
No, Ken. Huh. She has other talents, other skills.
Maybe if I got some better tips.
201-209-9368. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Ken@WFMU.org if you're in the Madison area.
Auto body detailing.
I'll bet she could learn.
Yeah, she'd be good at that. You're good with a magic marker, right?
She has to do something.
Molly.
She has to do something. Ken, what do you do? You must have a job.
Molly.
What exactly do you do? Maybe she could do what you do.
Molly, you
do. What do you do every day? Molly, you can do this. Go ahead, Ken. Tell her what you do. Maybe you can be a station manager at a radio station.
Yes, Molly, you could.
What do you do? Like, what did you do today, Ken?
Today's my day on the air.
Yeah,
so.
You rolled it. Oh, okay. So, Molly can do that. Molly, you like to play music.
Yeah,
you like music?
I do.
Okay, and you have a beautiful voice, although you're very shy. You don't often use it in public, but you can be a good DJ. You're very witty. You're very bright. You can do a radio show. And then what else did you do, Ken?
Then catch up on all the email.
Molly does that all the time. That's all she does.
That you missed.
That, believe me, that's her strength.
While you were doing your radio show.
Molly can do that. Molly, you're a station manager.
You have some meetings.
Oh, Molly loves meetings. But Molly loves yapping away about nothing.
Molly, I was going to say that.
You love ordering people around, bossing people around, asserting your authority when you really have no authority.
Oh, yeah. You just like kind of flit around the office giving people contradictory instructions.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like the look of that record album. Let's put that in this bin.
You know.
Oh, hey, let's send the bin to the record fair.
Yeah.
Maybe we could sell some records. Well, you'll have to learn what a record fair is.
But Molly,
you've lost money in the past. You know how to beg for money from me. All you have to do is beg for money from listeners. Same principle.
It is the same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, I want to order Uber Eats. Send me some money. It's pretty much what you do all day.
But, Molly, you don't have to get a job. You only have 4 weeks to go. You've already
you just have to stall.
You've run out the clock expertly.
But she has to leave the house.
My hat's off to you. Just do what Andy does. Leave the house and pretend to go to work.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. And just go out and hang out somewhere for a few hours and then come back. That's all your dad does.
Maybe I'll take you out with me. Maybe it'll be take your daughter not to work day. Take your daughter to the public park. Oh, listen to that. Sweetest sound in the world. Means we can go home, darling.
Is that really 7 minutes? Or are we
7 second
early?
Delay. No, we're ending it early.
Yes. No, 3 minutes. It's a 3 minute long theme song.
It's the most beautiful sound.
No, you can't leave yet because it's a 3-minute long theme song.
Well,
it's
thanks
a
consummation. For having me.
Yeah, you're welcome, darling.
I didn't like when you guys ran out of things to talk about how you made fun of me.
We apologize for that.
Had to do this again,
oh, well, I didn't.
I'd leave.
I didn't make fun of you.
I'd leave when you guys ran out of things to talk about if I had to do this again.
Okay, well, we hope you do come back. Now, Molly, is there any other shout outs you want to make to your little circle of hoodlum friends?
No, Harold's the only one who listens.
Harold is the only friend you have that might be listening.
Yeah, he's a month and a half behind, he says, but he's making his way up.
Ah.
In a month and a half, I'll receive a very
In
nice
a month
start.
And a half, he's going to get, yeah, yeah. His head's going to explode.
If he manages, yeah.
That'll be about the same time that Melanie finally gets word that a couple of DJs in New Jersey were looking for.
Yeah.
Well, she's blown her chance, right?
No.
Even if she calls now, I don't want to talk to her.
No, I would talk
Screw
to her now.
Screw you, Melanie. We've got other things to worry about now.
It's
We've
your
got
own
other
fault.
Fish to find.
It's your own fault we didn't reach Melanie.
It's your No, it's her fault.
No, it's your fault.
Unlisted number.
Hey, what would you do if we get to the car and there's an hour left in the meter?
You mean if somebody fed the meter?
Yeah, or if a bunch of people fed the meter. Maybe a whole village got together and fed the meter.
It takes a village
you don't know.
To keep Andy from getting a parking ticket.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody left you a screenplay underneath your windshield wiper.
Or more. Or
that's
more,
how all the best ones are found.
Or more likely, the local meter maid left me a $35 ticket.
Taxi driver.
Let's hope it's more than $35.
Well, you can both go to hell.
I think it will be more than $35. Well, Molly, thanks for sitting in with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. This is very
Hey,
fun.
Next time Molly calls in, she might be calling in from Kenyon College.
Yeah, yes. Next time. I think next time I call in, I don't know. Never mind. I didn't have anything to end that.
Oh, my God. And you can show your roommate what a phone looks like.
Aw.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
it's probably very nice.
They have phones in China.
Molly and I have no proof of that yet.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us. Oh, you want to thank Jeremiah?
Oh, Jeremiah, thanks for everything. We got very close to Melanie, thanks to you. Tantalizingly close.
Stay tuned for Vicky.
Complete disaster.
Metamatic Bazaar. Avant-garde. Ayana Jack people bless. Fancy y'all, sexy me the smoker. Fancy y'all, sexy me the smoker. We in the brand, we going safe. This ain't the brand, we going safe. This ain't the brand, we playing the brand, we playing the brand, the brand, the brand.
say it is, that's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I want to go back to my former quarters. Mama, mama, can you accommodate? Mama, mama, tell me I'm not too late. Mama, mama, can you cooperate? This will not work, I'm sure. Nothing is as good as they say it is, and I'd be remiss if I weren't honest with you. This is not a place that I can exist, not a gratefulness. I just don't want this, want this. Mama, mama, is there a remedy? Can I just go back where I used to be? I was happy where I was previously, just floating there, stood tall. Mama, mama, please sympathize. This has been such a bad surprise. I won't ask any more from you. I can live with a lousy view. Nothing is as good as they say it is. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I've seen enough to make a wise decision. All your standards must be so very low. This is not a place that I want to go. How can you exist in a place like this? I surely can't. Oh no.
I summoned the spirits to come to me. They parted the veils of the mystery. They showed me the coming calamity.
and then to add insult to injury, they saw that the cut that was hurting me, algorithm implanted inside of me, haunting the ghost town of memory, the future a luxury cemetery. I merge with emerging emergency, the ocean of history's tragedy. There is no secret society. No, this is a cosmic catastrophe. This is the 21st century. This is the 21st century. Give us the solace of century. Give us a moment's tranquility. Give us a whisper of hope. The horrible heart of humanity revealed the revolting reality. An infinite sea of idiocy, stupidity spewing conspiracy, sanity sudden fragility.
Are as fast as a game, or as bright as a flame, and you're always to blame. The girls are as pink as a light, or as dark as a night, ah, but they're always right. The girls are as cold as a sphinx, always dreaming of minx, and they'll drive you to drink. The girls are as soft as a sigh that whispers goodbye, then leaves you to cry. But the dogs, well, they're only dogs, just wagging their tails as they watch it end. Oh, the dogs, well, they're only dogs, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls can make you feel cold, can make you feel old, an antique to be sold. The girls that play with your heart, they'll tear you apart, you're never too smart. The girls that throw you from towers, they'll whip you with flowers, it depends on the hours. The girls will treat you like trash, or let you be brash, it depends on your cash. But the dogs don't depend on a thing, they just lick your face as they see it end. Oh, the dogs don't depend on a thing, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls, you know that they're vain, they'll poison your brain, they'll drive you insane. The girls will laugh at your jokes, how they love the coat, ah, but it's all a hoax. The girls are still making dates, still making you wait, then they say you're late. The girls are yours for a throw, at least you think so, ah, but you never know. The dogs, well, you know the dogs, they lift up a leg as they see an end. Oh, the dogs, well, you know the dogs, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls, they're not what they seem, they all have a scheme, they call it a dream. The girls are as hot as they please, and you're down on your knees with the greatest of ease. The girls say you're on the right track, and then they take it all back, tie it up in a sack. The girls, they'll give it of course, but they give with such force that it gives you remorse. But the dogs, they give nothing at all, for all they can do is just watch it end. Oh, the dogs, they give nothing at all, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. And yet, it's because of the girls, when they've knocked us about, and our tears want to shout.
'Cause as the dark and evil day that ever I was born. Curse my mother's loving care that made me safe from harm. Curse the day I grew to be a man and learn to love. Curse the love that made me learn to hate, oh man. Curse the day that I became what I was born to be. Curse a happy man on earth who are not cursed like me. An eye for an eye, they say. But an eye for an eye won't pay all that's due. All that's due to a man with nothing left but hate.
Thank you. Hello, this is Do or DIY with People Like Us, and I'm Vicky on WFMU for the summer season. Starting off with something brand new from Dat Politics from their Substage album, which you can get through Bandcamp, Optic Games. And so we continued for a few tracks of electronic cut-up glitchy blah blah. Then we followed that with Solo Moderna and Cumbia Schleng Teng Fia, that is how you pronounce it, from the Double Chip Tune Barrel, also found on Bandcamp. And then Zar with La Sardina de Bao Hammond. And then something which I had run through Google Translate, which may be by Goodbye Ponytail with 100% Strawberry, which translates as Sayonara Ponytero with Ichigo 100%. 100% is 100% apparently. Followed by Juana Molina with La Visita, which is in the same key as Nothing Is As Good As They Say It Is by Sparks. And then we changed our mood into a whole Vile Braille Brecht Morricone vibe, starting off with something that Nicholas Schreck gave me the other day called 21st Century, or 21C, as it's written down here, something brand new from him. And that put me in mind of, yeah, like I said, Vile and Braille. So I thought, oh, I'll find some Braille covers. So there followed Scott Walker with The Girls and the Dogs, which put me in mind also of that Morricone's The Rope and the Colt was sung by Scott Walker, but I didn't play that. I went straight to some of his Italian vocal soundtracks with Maurizio Graff and Occhio Por Occhio from the film Par Calcio Dolero in Piu or something like that for a few dollars more. And that was followed by Shon Shon by Ennio Morricone, which is sampled by Modular in La Nina Fantastica. And then there's a Morricone-esque tune in what we just heard, Faux Savage, from Dominique Dumont. And I'm speaking over Percy Faith Summer Place 76, theme from A Summer Place, and this is indeed a summer place. Do or DIY with people like us, doing a live playlist and comments right now at wfmu.org/people like us, where you can find 20 years of archives of my show. Thank you, WFMU, for that. And if you go there, you'll also see that I've embedded the video of, I mentioned recently, that Dave Soldier and Komar Melamed had a 15th anniversary concert at Le Poisson Rouge in New York City in June. And I've pasted in an embed of the most unwanted song from the People's Choice music, which, if you know my show, you'll know that pretty well, I think. A new version, new performers. Fantastic stuff. Coming up next, something I just found just this moment and had to shove everything out the way. I found it on Laurie Anderson's Instagram from 10th of July 2023, where she's asking each crowd to shout and scream as loud as they can in response to anything they can think of that's screamable, which puts me in mind of Gregory Whitehead, who Kenny G had on his show a number of years ago, where people called in and screamed as loud as they could. It was a great show.
Speaking of teachers, I just want to thank the great artist Yoko Ono for her comment on the US election back in 2016. Now, when she was asked by the media for her thoughts on the winner of the election, she screamed for 3 minutes. And this was not like a metaphorical, you know, self-conscious art scream. No, this was a bloody murder death scream from hell. So in her honor, I'm going to ask you to scream, and not for 3 minutes, just like for 10 seconds. And I'm going to time it. So are you ready? Okay, so now in preparation for this scream, I want you to just think about a few things you could think about. I don't know, the war in Ukraine. You could think about all the genocides around the globe. You think climate collapse, Canada's on fire, the melting Arctic, the burning Amazon, or, you know, you could just think about how messed up your own life is at this moment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No, I mean, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do this on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Forever, someday I'm going away. I'm going to see my mama, my papa, and my grandma. Gatte, gatte, para gatte, para sam gatte, bodhisvaha. I'm going to come in and teach my poetry and also teach mantra too. Make up the words out of spontaneous mind and sing them all to you. Gonna come. come out of the back of my ear and come forth out of my mouth. Ah ha ha. Gatti, gatti, para gatti, para some gatti, bolisma. It would be kind of interesting to start up a new genre of song. Combine the old-time ancient blues that Cherry's grandma sang all along. Same time thinking of the sufferings of my old insane mama. Passing through sing, gatti, gatti. Better got it, better some got it, police fire.
Wise words and picture screen. prompted me to say this thing. Like this could be the end of the beginning. Yeah, something went through the sky. Eliminates the point that I must choose now to stay or to be going. It's rocket summer, the star sailors sing. Rocket summer, the change in him. It's rocket summer. Reality, or so it seems, presents me familiar scenes, invented as a child, as a supposing. Yeah, comic books of Earth and Mars, midnight eyes turned toward the stars, now gazing at TV, cause it's a real thing. It's rocket summer, my childhood's end. It's rocket summer, I'll start again. It's rocket summer. Yeah, rocket summer, my life and times. Rocket summer, the sound, the signs of rocket. Yeah, rocket summer and the stars say the same. Rocket summer, the change in him. It's rocket summer. Thank you.
And this is Do or DIY with people like us. And I'm Vicky on WFMU. And we just started the set off with Laurie Anderson from an Instagram video from her current tour, where she had the audience scream in honour of the Yoko Ono scream. And that was followed by Don Cherry, Peter Rowan, Peter Orlovsky, and mostly Allen Ginsberg from the Spontaneous Poetics number 26, which was recorded at Naropa University, and he's singing his Gate Gate, Paragate Parasamgate, Bodhi's Faha lyric, and it's fantastic, which segued into some more Don Cherry with Nitsikana's Bell, traditional melody, and then into something brand new, well, a brand new reissue from Life and Death in Paradise and Milan Live, from Mike Cooper with Rocket Summer. And then that went into something very, very new from Ergo Fismes, which you can find on Bandcamp, his Three Waltzes EP, Planetarium. And I'm talking over Percy Faith's Summer Place 76 theme from A Summer Place. Now something brand new unreleased from Irene Moon, Beatles Girl.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story all about the girl who came to stay?
She's the kind of girl you want so much. It makes you sorry, so you regret a single day.
When I think of all the times I tried so hard to leave her, she will turn to me and start to cry, and she promises the earth to me, and I believe her. She's the kind of girl that puts you down, and when your friends are there and
you feel a fool. When she says she's looking good, she acts as if it's understood she's cool.
She will believe it when he's dead.
That was Irene Moon with Beatles Girl, followed by Blevin Blectum with Romana from her new cassette Omni, and then something new from Wobbly with You Belong Here, also brand new from his album Additional Kids, which also has the vocals of the Blectums, Blevin and Kevin. And you've been listening to Do a DIY with People Like Us, and this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Program, you're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show. My name is Becky, and I'm here every week playing country music, honky tonk, hillbilly, that kind of stuff for you. Thank you for listening. I've got a good box of records. One thing that sort of got a... Well, two records that have a bit of a theme to them. But we'll get to all of that. I was wondering about this instrumental record in the background by Hank Levine. It starts out like a popcorn record, and it kind of is a popcorn record throughout. But I can't decide if it is a popcorn record. So, in order to make a determination, I'm going to ask you listeners for your help. If you go to WFMU.org, you can click on a live playlist and be in a conversation with a whole bunch of listeners. The next mic break, I'll pause for a while, and I'm going to play that slower so that we can decide if it's popcorn or not, and we'll decide together. But for right now, we're going to listen to Lefty. You're listening to WFMU.
I had a dream last night. I thought my good gal had gone. Well, I woke up this morning. She really hadn't done me wrong. I know it's not fair, but my good gal has done caught air. I'm gonna wait, leaving today. I'm gonna bring my baby back. If that eight-wheel driver don't jump the railroad track, I'll take her from that man. Gonna bring her home if I can. My gal's been trifling round about a week, I know. Several of my friends just told me so and so. She's found a new man, and now I can understand. So I'm going away, leaving today. I'm gonna bring my baby back. If that eight-wheel driver don't jump the railroad track, I take her from that man. Gonna bring her home if I can. Well, it's true, my baby's gone. I know it won't be long. We'll both be on that train. My baby's coming home again. She's been trifling round, but now she has turned him down. Yeah, I'm gonna wait, leaving today. I'm gonna bring my baby back. If that eight-wheel driver don't jump the railroad track, I'll take her from that man. Gonna bring her home if I can.
But that ain't what I like the best of all. I like to pick guitar and sing and go swimming in the spring. But that ain't what I like the best of all. Cause when I get my baby sitting by my side, I'm happy as a coon dog in the fall. And when she cuddles up so near and sort of nibbles on my ear, well, that's what I like the best of all. I like to ride the Ferris wheel and eat fried chicken every meal, but that ain't what I like the